What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
By now, you've probably seen some of the headlines that are talking about how the U.S. Supreme Court could basically overturn same-sex marriage.
Yes.
And of course, it depends where you're going, which outlet you're looking at, but that will tell you everything you need to know about where they stand.
Well, what better way to fan the flames heading into a midterm than to lead people to believe that they might... the left, that they might lose their abortion rights or their gay marriage rights.
Right. Really, those were the two biggest things that you heard a lot of people say would happen under a Trump, well, they would say dictatorship.
It's Project 2025.
Yeah, this was the plan all along. They just had to get Trump in office, and then this is exactly what would happen. So ABC News did a story on this, and they were talking about what is actually sparking this whole thing. Listen to this.
We've learned that Kim Davis, she's that Kentucky clerk from back in 2015 that was at the center of international controversy when she refused to issue marriage licenses to a gay couple in Kentucky in defiance of the Supreme Court. She spent 6 days in jail. She lost a defamation suit. She had to pay $100,000 in damages, $260,000 in legal fees. That's what she's appealing to the Supreme Court. But it's the first time, Kira, that anyone has technically asked the justices explicitly to overturn Obergefell v. Hodges, which was that landmark ruling. And she does just that. Her counsel in this petition, which was filed last week, says that decision was egregiously wrong. And if that sounds familiar, that's the same type of argument that was made by opponents of abortion when they sought to overturn Roe versus Wade just a few years ago.
We all remember Kim Davis.
Sure we do.
How can you forget?
She stood on her principles and declined to participate.
She wouldn't give them a marriage certificate. And man, she took so much heat for that, more than just heat. She clearly had, you know, actual negative consequences. And this just isn't going to happen. You know, I have been open that I would support this. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. That's my belief based on my faith.
Right.
But I don't believe this is what's going to happen. Now, the court has scheduled the case to be considered at the Justices Conference on September 29th, which means a decision on whether the court would even hear the case and rule on it wouldn't come until they're saying October at the earliest. It's not like this is something that's going to be taken up immediately. I mean, they come back in session, what, October, I forget what the
couple couple of important things here, in my opinion. So the thing that stuck in my craw and continues to stick in my craw.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About this issue is that the fact that it had to be called marriage as dictated by the state, as opposed to the fact that you could have just called it a civil union. You could have just legalized civil unions and said, if you want to go to the courthouse and find a judge down there that will marry you, that's fine, as opposed to ordaining it a marriage the same as something you'd get in a church. That's what stuck in my craw. I never thought the whole point of this was to disrupt society, in my opinion. Now, that ship has sailed. The Supreme Court claims it's legal, and that's where we are in society today. People are getting worked up here, and ABC News is guilty of trying to whip them up here for just what you said a minute ago, Kim. They want to use this as a political wedge for voters in the upcoming election to suggest somehow that this is only happening because of Donald Trump. But this case goes back, what, 8 or 9 years, right? When did this happen to Kim Davis?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking back to when it was actually when gay marriage was legalized, and that was June 26, 2015. And
okay, so 10 years
remember,
ago.
I vividly remember covering that story. I was working in Des Moines at the time. But Kim Davis... That would have been, I'm trying to remember when that
So this is 9 or 10 years ago that this happened. Long before Donald Trump was in office, if it happened in 2015. And whatever happens at the court at this point, this case has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is, Kim Davis is still challenging the fact that she had to spend jail time for fighting this
and got
fined a bunch of money, and she's trying to get the court, as part of her claim, she would like them to give her relief and to reverse their ruling on gay marriage. I don't know that both of those things will happen at the Supreme Court. First of all, the court has to take the case, which they probably won't.
It's not even guaranteed, right?
And secondly, Donald Trump has nothing to do with this. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. It predates his entry into politics. But he may have been running at the time. He may have been a declared candidate, but he wasn't the candidate or the president when all this happened.
But what they'll say is, well, the reason why the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, is more conservative is because of Donald Trump, and therefore he really is the reason why a lot of these things are happening. If they were to take this up, and if they were to actually rule on this saying, okay, yeah, same-sex marriage is no longer legal, which, again, I believe is so far-fetched. I just don't see it happening.
Well, to the story's credit, he points out the fact that her argument here is the same as the argument was for abortion, and that is that the original decision was erroneous. Legally erroneous. The logic they tied themselves into pretzels to try to find somehow that the U.S. Constitution guarantees the right of a man and a man to get married, and her attorney's arguments are that's not in there anywhere. You made that up.
I just think about all these cases, and I understand this is a little bit different with her being a clerk, and this is where you go to get a marriage certificate. But it reminds me of the whole situation with the people who are demanding that some of these bakers make them a cake for, their trans this or same-sex marriage that, whatever the case may be, that goes against their religious beliefs. And people are saying, no, I have to stand on my principle of I don't agree with this and I can't support it. And those typically end up in lawsuits. And we've seen many of them play out over the last couple of years where the people, the baker or the, I think one of them was like a graphic designer out of Colorado, I want to say. And they've won those cases and been told by the courts, yeah, you're right. Like you as a business owner, again, I understand Kim Davis, this is different. But as a business owner, you have every right to say, hey, this goes against my values. You don't have to, you're not forced to bake a cake for someone.
Well, I you know, I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see where this goes because you're right. The media played this as a card to try to whip up a frenzy over this. That you could tell the way the story was written, the way the lead-in was written. This was on ABC News, right, Kira? Mm-hmm. Phillips, I believe.
Yep.
I believe she's the anchor whose sound I ran yesterday who admitted on TV she had been mugged two blocks from her office and she was all on board with the crackdown on crime in D.C. So you get glimpses of honesty from the people at ABC News, but not very often. And here's a case where they're reporting on the fact that she's now appealing her case to the United States Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of cases get appealed to the Supreme Court every year. They take a scarce handful of them that they end up actually agreeing to hear. And my guess is they're not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole.
You know, looking at an article from USA Today, of course, the headline is, where does Trump stand on this? And it talks about how he hasn't been very clear. It says that in 2011 on Fox News, he said he was not in favor of gay marriage. 2015, he told CNN he supported traditional marriage. And then it says, but days after being elected in 2016, so this is going back to his first term, in a 60 Minutes interview, he said he was, quote, fine with same-sex marriage. So it sounds like he's gone kind of back and forth. And quite honestly, on some of these conservative issues, Trump isn't really firm on some of them.
Well,
I don't believe Trump. I believe Trump is pro-life, and he's done more for the pro-life movement than any other president I can think of.
Right.
But I don't think Trump, in and of himself, I don't think Trump himself is the biggest pro-life advocate. I believe J.D. Vance is a stronger advocate for the pro-life movement than Trump is, but that doesn't discount what Trump has been able to do for the pro-life movement.
I don't know where he stands on it. I wouldn't be surprised if he's pro-gay marriage.
He's wishy-washy, yeah.
But he, if it was a Mike Huckabee, you know he would have come from that from a very different point of view. Because Huckabee is deeply principled and his religious beliefs mm-hmm. would not allow him to support gay marriage. I don't think Trump ever had that issue to begin with.
No.
And never claimed to. I've never referred to him as a conservative. But to your point, he's done more for conservative causes than just about any president in my lifetime. That's safe to say. Again, I think it's a nothing burger because ABC wants to whip something up. I'm sure the other networks will pick this up and report on it for the same reason.
Well, there will be protests. You know that leading up to that September date that I mentioned, where they're, I guess, going to even consider whether they take it up, there will be protests. And people will sit there and claim that Trump wants to take away every single right that you possibly have.
They'll blame it on Project 2025. Can't you see that coming?
I'm sure.
Yeah. It just that'll happen. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. Jim Clyburn yesterday was going off on Project 2025 again, calling it Jim Crow 2.0. Just in case you're wondering, just like they did down in Georgia with the election reform and all that stuff. They're running out of arguments, folks. They keep running around in circles on this. They now support not bothering criminals if they're committing crimes because, you know, heaven forbid we crack down on criminals. How do you make that argument? How are you dumb enough to find that that is politically palatable to anybody? I don't get it. Count me among them as people who just don't get it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.